Hey, welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
I'm Max. Cats have four legs. Dogs do too. People have two legs. How about you?
I have two legs.
Great.
I do know a guy named with one leg, though.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, he lost it in the war.
Yeah, sometimes they lose it. Sometimes they're just born without it. I've never met a person who had a third leg that was actually a leg.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah, like a third leg.
That's actually a leg works in everything that you, like, you're walking down the street.
Yeah, it's
and
you got have a fucking legs. A knee and an ankle and toes and all that.
That'd be fucking weird, dude.
Yeah.
I think that would freak me out. Like, cause I get freaked out by, like, if somebody has, like, weird fucking eyes.
Uh huh.
I get freaked out by it. Like, that kind of freaks me out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if I see pictures or whatever.
People with weird eyes.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
But, like, actually seeing a guy with three legs walking down the street.
Yeah.
Would freak me the fuck out.
Here's my biggest question. Where's it coming out of?
That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Where would it be coming? Hold on. We got to take care of a few stuff.
Okay.
We just got on a roll there.
Right. This is the show about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
We're sponsored by Mind Grinder Coffee.
MindGrinderCoffee.com. Go and order some.
Get some and you won't have three legs.
Yes, you won't have three legs. That would just be weird, man. Yeah. So we just took care of all that real quick. Maybe we'll mention the coffee later again. But yeah.
So here's my question.
Okay.
Is the third leg, like, he's got a leg instead of an arm? Like, one of his arms is actually a leg? Or is it grown out of his butt? Or where his wiener should be?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, I'm trying to think about it. People can't see, but I'm, like, using my fingers to walk.
Yeah.
And I'm imagining, like, where you would put a third leg.
It would be very difficult to walk with the third leg.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if you were like a tricycle, you could just roll, right?
Yeah, but...
Because a tricycle is in the back.
Yeah, but feet aren't wheels.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but if you look at it like a tricycle,
uh-huh.
Right? You have two feet on the side, you have 1 foot out front.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they would do it, I guess.
Yeah.
So that 1 foot would be like under that part of your ball sack.
The taint?
Yeah.
All right.
And coming out like that. So you'd still have function of your junk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you want to be able to poop too.
Yeah.
Which you couldn't live without doing.
Yeah. I'm just kind of spitballing how three legs would work.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I figured. It would almost be like a tricycle.
Yeah. So, or it could just be like growing out of some random place in some random direction.
Maybe you were just born with some kind of defect.
Yeah. Maybe there's just like a leg growing out of your side.
Oh, that would be weird.
And it's all fucking withered and fucked up.
That's like it when people are born with like weird ears and shit.
Yeah, weird ears and shit.
When they got the ears coming out, they got the ears like misplaced.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen like somebody with the ears like that are lower than they should be?
I don't pay attention to people's ears, I guess.
It looks weird, man. It looks weird. It's just stuff like that just freaks me out for some reason. I don't know why, but it's like... That's got to be a hard life. It's got to be a hard life if you're walking around with three fucking legs.
Yeah, it does.
Because people would be like, dude, how'd you get the third leg? Like, yeah. All the time. It would be like you could just walk around. Like, if you had a girlfriend, you're out walking with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are just chilling. There'd always be somebody.
Yeah. If it was the 90s, you could hide it under baggy clothing.
Yeah.
But it's not the 90s.
Yeah. And if a dude with three legs could have a girlfriend... That's a pretty successful life, if you ask me.
Yeah. Hey, if a three-legged guy could have a girlfriend, and I mean a person with actually three legs, not just a giant cock that he calls his third leg.
Right.
then there's hope for us all.
There is hope for us all.
Yeah.
But then I would assume maybe, I'm not going to assume anything about the girlfriend. Let's just say she's very accepting.
Yeah.
Very accepting.
Maybe she's got a leg thing.
Maybe she does. Who knows? But dude, you'd always be stopped, like constantly, like somebody would be like, dude, can I take, like, and I don't even know if it would be like that, you know what I mean? Because of how people are these days.
Yeah, I don't think people really would stop you to take pictures like you're the freak at a freak show.
Yeah.
I think most people would be more polite about it.
I don't know, dude, in the age of like people videoing everything.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure some motherfucker would be like, videoing like, dude, I just saw a guy with three legs walk by. Here he is on my TikTok.
Yeah, but then you could cancel them for leg shaming you.
For leg shaming.
Yeah.
How do we get on this topic?
I think it was the...
The intro?
Yeah, the spontaneous words that came from my mouth.
I don't know. I'm just rolling with it.
It started with cats have four legs.
Yes. Oh, and then something about three legs came, and I said I'd be glad it'd suck to have three legs.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Talking about three legs.
Yeah.
What about you people out there? What would you think? If you saw somebody with three legs, how would you react? That's like the thing, right? How would you react? Like, what if it's the, if you grew up with the dude, right?
Yeah.
It probably wouldn't be a big deal. That's just Fred with three legs.
Yeah. What if he had weird eyes?
Weird eyes for me is like, I don't know what it is, but it's one of those things where people are like, don't look at his eyes. And all of a sudden you're like,
All you can do is look at the eyes.
Yeah. Like if somebody walked in with three legs and they didn't make a big deal about it, like his friends didn't make, nobody made a big deal about it. I don't think I would make a big deal about it. I think if somebody said that guy has three legs, don't look at his third leg.
Yeah. What if some guy walked in with weird eyes and nobody said anything about it? They're just talking to him like he's a regular eyed person.
It would still freak me out.
It would freak you out.
Yeah. Something about, I don't know what it is, man, but something about weird facial things.
They say the eyes are the gateway to the soul.
Right.
So weird eyes, weird soul.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But it's just like, man, if somebody walked in with, and I'm not talking like squinty eyes or anything like that. I'm talking like some kind of weird fucking deformity.
Okay. So a lazy eye is cool?
Yeah. Lazy eyes are right.
Yeah. There's a lot of lazy eyes out there.
I'm talking like if like one eye was like bigger than the other, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like
okay.
If one eye was like, or if like there was a hole where an eye used to be and it's a glass eye and you could fucking tell it's a glass eye. It wasn't very, very fucking done well and you could tell it's a goddamn glass eye.
Yeah. It was like you just pulled one off the shelf and popped it in there. Yeah.
That kind of shit freaks me out for some reason. Like you could just pull that shit out anytime and you'd be like, wah!
What if he's just missing an eye?
It's just walking around.
Yeah.
Like just all like no patch over it or anything.
Not open hole. It's just like it's sewed up. You can tell an eye used to be there and now it's just mangled skin.
But would he, I'm assuming if somebody had an eye like that, they would fucking put a patch over it though. Or some shit.
Maybe. All right. What about somebody walking around with an eye patch?
I think that somebody walking around with an eye patch, I think would be kind of bad at, because you'd be like, dude, what happened to the eye?
Yeah, that's some outlaw shit.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
That's some outlaw stuff. Yes. You know, you could be like, oh, my girlfriend just poked me with fucking something.
Yeah.
Her curling iron when it was hot.
Yeah.
Because I was a cheating man.
Yeah. You know what I would say? Ask me what happened to my eye.
What happened to your eye?
Well, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a pirate.
and
I'll leave it at that.
That's not what I was thinking. Stuff like that, I don't think it would freak me. Here's the thing. Maybe like it would freak me out, but like I think it would be more one of those things if people were like made a big deal about it. You know what I mean? Like, don't look at his eye. He doesn't like when you look at his eye. And I'm like, what are you supposed to do?
Right. Exactly.
What are you supposed to do?
I get that, because if like somebody made a point of making a point about it.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, well, now I have to.
Like look. If it was a dude, if it was like somebody like, you know, like a buddy of yours and he's like, hey, look, man, my cousin's coming. My cousin, oh, we need a good name. We haven't had done one with a good name in a while.
Oh, you're right. Eric.
Eric? That's all we got?
That's a good cousin name. Eric.
Okay. My cousin Eric is coming. Mm-hmm. He's like twice removed on my mother's side for some reason. I don't know why people always make a big deal about that, but they do. Anyway, he's coming. He has three legs and he has a weird fucking eye.
All right.
He doesn't care about the third leg. But don't ask him any fucking questions or don't look at his eye.
Don't look at his eye. The first thing you're going to do is look at him and figure out which one the weird eye is.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I would do.
Yeah. And then as you're looking at his eye, you're going to start asking him questions about his goddamn leg.
Yeah.
Like, does it work like the other two legs?
So can I see you run? That would be rude.
Hey, can I see you run? See, that's another thing people would probably ask if you were just like randomly walking down the street with three legs.
Yeah.
Dude, can you run?
Yeah. I have a question.
All right, I got an answer, I think, maybe.
Regular person, regular eyes in every way, except they're two different colors.
That always makes me think that there's something shady going on with that person.
When their eyes are two different colors?
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's like a random genetic mutation.
Something shady had to go on during the process of them being born.
Making that person, yeah.
They came out with no fucking soul or something.
That's a fucking devil's mark right there. Two different eye colors.
Yeah,
okay,
they came out with no fucking soul. That's like some supernatural. That's like something that would happen on a TV show, Supernatural. Right? That'd be like a whole season.
That'd be a whole season. You could tell them by the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're hunting the eye mutants. On season 19 of Supernatural.
Yeah.
The reboot.
Sam, played by Timothy Chalamet. Dean, played by also Timothy Chalamet.
No, Dean would be played. You could have Dean played by, what's that fucking guy's name that I'm thinking of?
I don't know. He has to be young.
Yeah, no, because Dean's the older one, right?
Yeah.
The guy that does the Quiet Place films. The guy that was in the Tom Clancy fucking...
John Krasinski?
Yeah, dude.
He's way too old to be a reboot Dean.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Also, if he was going to be a reboot anybody, he would be a reboot Sam.
True.
Yeah.
True. But if you had to cast a reboot Dean, who would it be?
Who would it be? Yeah.
I almost thought of doing that Crumper Bunch guy.
No, again, too old.
Right.
And maybe this is just because I said Timothy Chalamet earlier, but have you seen the second Dune movie?
No.
All right, whoever that dude is who played Fade Rautha in the second Dune movie, he would make a good Dean.
Yeah, I had somebody on the tip of my tongue too that I thought would be good. Anyway, whatever. That's season 19 of the reboot.
Of the reboot.
As they're hunting people with different colored eyes.
Yeah.
Because they're the devil. And they don't want Sam to go back to hell again.
Yeah.
Or Dean loses his soul again either. Didn't everybody at that show lose their soul at some point?
Yeah, pretty much.
So if we're going to move on, I'm going to move on here. I got a question for you.
Oh, those who didn't lose their soul spent at least a little bit of time in hell.
Yeah.
Sam did both.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Dean was dead at one point.
Yeah.
Woke up in a box.
Yeah, he was dead twice.
Yes.
He died twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
They always come back, those damn Winchesters.
Yeah.
Those damn Winchesters.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got a question.
All right.
Here we go.
All right.
Would you rather have the ability to relive any one day from your past once a year,
mm-hmm.
or have a glimpse of one day from your future once a year?
Do I get to pick the day from my future?
It doesn't sound like it.
All right.
I'll read the question again.
All right.
Would you rather mm-hmm. have the ability to relive any one day from your past
mm-hmm.
once a year?
Yeah.
Or have a glimpse of one day from your future once a year? There's no, can I pick the day?
Right. The first one, only because I don't want to know my future.
See, I was thinking about that too. I don't know if I'd want to go back and relive the past. I mean, maybe if I could go back and relive the past and correct some shit.
Yeah. Pick one good day. Like,
right.
What was your best fuck?
Right. But would I want to relive that every day of my life?
No. You relive that once a year.
Yeah. For the rest of your life.
A great fuck?
It could get, like, if you know what's coming, like, oh, fuck, it's the 28th. Here we go.
Yeah.
Gonna go fuck this chick again.
Well, no, you're reliving a day in the past.
Right. But do you have the knowledge that you have of today?
I have no idea.
See, if you had the knowledge of you had today, because I think the way I read that question
mm-hmm.
is if they just randomly send you back to a day in your life. I don't think you get to pick the day.
Oh.
I think they just randomly send you back.
You get a random experience of one random day.
Yeah, in your past.
In your past every year.
Yeah.
Or the same, but of a random day in the future.
Yeah.
Once a year. I would still pick the past.
Right. Because, I mean, if I'm thinking about that, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Let me read it again. Oh, I don't need to read it again. Let me look at it again. Would you rather have the ability to relive any one day from your past?
See, it says any one day.
Right.
So I think you get to pick.
Any one day. Yeah, I can kind of see it. But that would get kind of old, though. Like, you're just going back in the past and reliving that one day. No matter how good the sex is.
Yeah.
It would still get old.
You're doing it once a year.
But it would still get old. I'm telling you, after 10 years of doing the same thing over and over again, that one chick over and over again.
Once a year.
I'm telling you, dude, at some point you would bitch about it. Somebody would bitch about it.
Okay, fine. Let them bitch. But here's the thing. I would rather relive the boringest day of my life than get a glimpse of the future.
See, I could agree with you there, because I was thinking about the future. Like, what if that any one day of the future was like the worst day of your life in the future?
Not just that. What if it was the best day of your life in the future?
Yeah, and then you just had to wait?
Yeah. What if it was an average day, but look, there's fucking clues everywhere. This is your life in the future.
Yeah.
That's going to be a head trip, man.
Yeah, and then you got to wait?
Yeah. Also, here's something. At some point, that future one will become the past, and then does it go to a new day in the future?
Right. Right, the past, you could always go back. See, I would do the past one and go back and just tell me, like, try to correct things in the past. Maybe that would make the future better.
You could.
Rather than just go back in the past and banging some chick that I had good sex with once.
See, it does say relive a day and not redo a day.
Right.
So what I interpret that as being like, you get to re-experience that day. You don't get to change anything.
Do you re-experience that day as your future self or as yourself in that time?
As yourself in that time. If it was as your future self, you wouldn't be re-experiencing that day. You'd be reliving that day.
Right.
In a different body with a different mind.
Right.
It would be a different experience.
Right. But so you would have all the knowledge you have today reliving that one day.
Maybe, but it wouldn't change it.
I don't know. If it was like a movie and you started doing some, and you knew that was going to happen, and you knew this would make a good movie, actually.
Yeah.
And you knew all the stuff that was going to happen.
Yeah, you'd start experimenting. I guarantee you there's a handful of movies about that, and they all end poorly.
Yeah. And you could start changing some shit in the future. That's all I'm saying. The future one, though, seems like it could be cool, but then the part that I don't really like about it is you could see some stuff in the future that you're just like, oh, that's going to suck.
Not just that. I mean, are you then going to try to change your future?
Right, exactly.
But here's the thing. Logically, reasonably, in the world of reality, which this is not, so that I'm making this point is ridiculous in itself. But in the world of reality, one cannot change the past or future. These things are written. These things are set. If you change the past, it changes every moment after that, including the one where you decided to change the past, therefore changing that moment. And so, which is like a paradox, man.
It's a paradox, man.
Yeah.
It's some heavy shit we're talking about on this episode. Yeah. Three-legged dudes, weird eyes.
Paradoxes.
Supernatural season 19, the reboot.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, I'd watch it.
I'd watch it. I think that's what they're trying to pitch now, too.
A reboot of Supernatural.
Yeah, man. See, that's the other part of the question, too, would you think time travel would be more dangerous than helpful?
Oh, for sure.
Which one? More dangerous?
Yeah. Don't fuck around with time travel, man.
It always seems to end bad.
In the movies, sure, but there's one thing I know for sure. If you fuck around with time travel, there's going to be a paradox.
Are you going to fuck around? You'd fuck around and find out, though.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you'd fuck around. You'd find out. You'd find out what a paradox is like. You might end the fucking universe.
Yeah.
It might be crossing the streams in Ghostbusters.
You might create your own fucking universe.
You might create your own fucking new branch of the multiverse. Who knows?
That would be weird. It'd be Max's universe.
Yeah.
See, I keep going back to the weird eye thing for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, and the three legs.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm stuck on that.
No, that's fine.
Right?
Honestly, that's easier to wrap your mind around than time travel.
You know, with time travel, it's like, but that's the other thing. It's like all three of them, right? What if you had three legs and you could go back and relive one day in your life and be like, that one day would be like, oh, can I have two legs? What if you were born with two legs and somehow you had an operation and you got three legs by accident, right? Let's just say.
Yeah.
Pretend.
Okay.
You get to go back in time. You get to relive one day out of your life. And you go back to that day you had that operation.
Relive or redo?
Redo.
Okay.
You go back to that day you had that operation.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that, hey, you know, life doesn't really suck, but I really don't want three legs anymore.
Right.
Would you not have the operation?
Here's the thing. So your life doesn't suck. Your life's okay. You got three legs. It's a bummer. Here's the thing. Here's the risk you're running. And I shit you not when I say that. You go back. You'd be like, turns out having three legs was a bit of a bummer. Life is fine, but hey, I'd rather not have the third leg.
Right.
You don't, and then you go back to your present time and boom, you have AIDS. Right? Yeah, I waited till you were drinking something to say that. but seriously, it could end up like that, you know?
Or you come back and you're more of a dick than you were when you left.
Yeah, because you don't know what it's like to live a three-legged life. It gave you compassion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having two legs just made you more of an asshole.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. Now, if you're a three-legged dude that could get that could pick one random day to go into the future,
mm-hmm.
What would you do to change your future?
Well, you can't know that. Well, first, you can't know even if you want to change it until you've experienced the future.
Right.
And then coming back, you really can only guess how you got from where you are today to where you were at that day in the future.
Right.
Right. So how are you going to change it? I don't fucking know. Shoot yourself in the head. and then you're dead and that day won't happen. You won't be there for it.
Yeah. It's just, that would really be weird to have three legs.
We're coming back to three legs again.
I don't know why, man.
All right. Let's
I keep trying to, I'm also tripping on this, like, right. The weird eyes are a thing too, but.
Well, here's
this is a heavy episode.
Yeah, here's the part of the three legs that I think maybe you've not considered yet. That leg has to be attached to your body.
Right.
By more than just a flap of skin. Right?
Right.
Right? The femur, the big bone in your thigh.
Yeah.
That goes into a ball and socket joint.
Right.
The only other socket besides your hips, which already have legs in them, would be your shoulders.
So,
that would be the only reasonable place where your body could fit another leg.
That would fucking suck.
You would have to replace an arm with the leg.
But so instead of having an arm, see, now you're fucking, now you're tripping me out.
Now you're one-armed, three-legged Shane.
So you just have it where your left arm would be, say.
Yeah.
It would just be a fucking leg.
Yeah.
And you would just wave it around like it would be an arm.
Well, it'd be real easy to kick people in the head. Yeah.
But if you wanted to walk on that leg, then that would make you walk like a fucking hunchback.
Or a gorilla.
Or a gorilla.
Yeah. Wait. You have a leg growing out of where your arm should be, and you're afraid of looking like a hunchback?
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, people think I'm weird that I'm walking like a hunchback.
I like the way I envisioned having three legs better.
Okay. Coming out of the taint?
Yeah.
There would just be another socket somehow.
Yeah, because if it was born like that, it would be like some kind of, and maybe it's not even a strong leg.
You could have a three socketed pelvis.
Yeah,
a socket at the bottom.
I wouldn't expect a person to live that long. You know what I mean?
Maybe they could.
I don't know. I'd be like,
I don't see why not in this day and age.
Yeah, I mean, they Siamese twins have lived for a pretty long time, so
yeah,
they're not expected to.
Yeah, if you can live with your body attached to another person's body, you know, and you're like fucking sharing a pancreas.
That's the other thing that freaks me out, Siamese twins.
Yeah, no, that would freak me out a bit.
Could you imagine Siamese twins with weird fucking eyes?
Well, now here's one for you. What if they're attached by the head and they each have one of their own eyes and then they each share a third eye?
Dude. I'd be like not looking at him when I'm talking to him. I'd be like, hey, how you doing?
That would be a hard one to deal with.
Yeah.
If they were like attached at the hip.
Yeah.
And they had their own heads and I could address each head. I could get there, right?
Yeah, you could get there. Yeah. It'd be easier than it'd still be weird.
Yeah. But if they shared an eyeball, how do you look one in the eye?
Right. It would just be so weird if their heads were attached.
Yeah.
Ew.
But sometimes they're people get conjoined like that.
I've seen pictures of Siamese twins that are like that.
Yeah.
Where they're conjoined at the head.
Yeah.
There was a story where they were joined at the head, mm-hmm. and they wanted to get an operation to get separated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they actually went through with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they both lived or not.
Well, probably the one who kept the brain lived.
Right. Or maybe that's why they couldn't do the operation.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Yeah.
Brains.
Here's a question.
Huh.
What if they're joined at the hip,
mm-hmm.
and so they share one set of legs.
Right.
Not three legs.
Just regular fucking legs?
Just regular fucking legs, but they're also sharing a single dick.
Or a single vajayjay.
Or a single vajayjay. My question is, and I want you to really give this some serious thought.
Right.
Would that make masturbation better or worse?
It would make it better, I think, because you could have the one that you could have, if you are like the person on the right, and you don't feel it, you're like, why don't you do it?
You could basically trade off giving each other handies.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was my thought.
And you could do all kinds of weird shit.
Yeah.
With yourself.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's what Siamese twins do.
Man, we are cusping on some places where we really should not. Yeah. I don't know if the conjoined community has gotten into cancel culture yet, but if they do, I don't want us to be like on the community. Yes, I don't want us to be on the top of their hit list.
How many people could be?
How many people? How large is the conjoined community? Yeah. You wonder. I don't know. I'm sure there's a number if you Googled it, but it would probably also include the allies of the conjoined, you know, friends and family who will get,
and they seem like they'd be easily offended too.
Who would get outraged on their behalf? I would think
I think the conjoined people wouldn't be so outraged, but I think the allies around the conjoined people
would be outraged.
Really outraged.
Yeah,
because they'd be so they'd be overly sensitive.
Yeah, the conjoined people are just like this is our life, and we've learned and then their loved ones would be like, how dare you fucking,
that goddamn Shane and I Show podcast.
As it is in so many communities, it's the people outraged on behalf community.
Because I'm sure if you're conjoined, you just kind of accept it, right? You and your conjoined friend?
I would think so.
Or your sibling, I would say.
Yeah, they'd be your twin.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be weird if they weren't your twin.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure the only hard part about being conjoined like that, I would guess, mm-hmm. is if you guys, like, didn't get along.
No, that would suck. It's like, at some point, you'd kill yourself just to spite the other one.
Yeah.
And then the other one would be attached to a dead and rotting carcass right. and would die of sepsis.
I think at that point.
Okay.
On that point.
Yeah.
I think I got something. I got another thing we could talk about.
All right, cool. Yeah, because that got dark.
Yeah.
That got weird and dark, man.
I don't know. People seem to like the weird and dark ones, Max.
All right.
I'm telling you, the weird and dark ones, people seem to like them.
Yeah.
But I had another one. Let me get... Do you think it would be better to live underwater or live in outer space?
And
I'm trying to completely change the subject.
No, that's a good one. And live is the operative term there.
Yes.
So first question, living in outer space, are you existing in vacuum or are you like in a spaceship?
Well, it just says, is it better to live underwater or in outer space? So it's an imaginative, imagine what you will.
Okay.
That's what it says. Imagine what you will.
All right. Well, I would think the view from a spaceship is better than the view from a submarine. So I'd pick the spaceship.
Right.
But if I was going to live like underwater, like an aquatic being.
Or, like Aquaman?
Yeah, like Aquaman. Or in space, like some kind of celestial being.
Can I just tell you something?
Like Spaceman.
Can I just tell you something?
What?
The most worthless superhero?
Aquaman.
Yes.
He talks to fish. He has a fork.
Yeah.
And he swims
real And they good. Made two fucking movies about him.
Yeah.
That just did not do well.
Well, I mean, I watched the first one. It was okay. Jason Momoa is great, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if it wasn't Jason Momoa, that wouldn't be great.
Yeah.
Did Ryan Reynolds make an Aquaman?
No, he made a Green Lantern.
Oh, the Green Lantern.
That was horrible, too.
The famously wonderful Green Lantern.
Yeah. But it's just like, dude, you could try all you want. And they've tried for years to make Aquaman like this great super. Dude, he talks to fish.
He talks to fish. He swims real good. He has a fork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he protects the fish.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
You can't make him look like a badass.
Well, you can if you make him Jason Momoa.
Well, yeah, but...
There you go. He's Jason Momoa.
I don't know, sir. So for me, I think I like the idea of living like a celestial being out in outer space.
Mm-hmm.
Just being able to like go wherever the hell I want in outer space with no gravity and just kind of float.
Sounds cool. But, and here's my counter. Outer space is very big. It's called space because there's not much there.
Right.
I would get bored in outer space.
That's what
space.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's where my point was going.
Yeah.
It's like eventually, and depending on whose theory you go by, you might not find other life out there.
Yeah.
Maybe you do and you come back and you say, I found existence out in space, and people think you're crazy.
Yeah. But even if they do, like even if there's plenty of other life out there, like, this doesn't say you're a warp speed traveling outer spaceman.
No, it doesn't.
You're just living
It says use your imagination, though.
Okay, use your imagination. Okay, then you're a warp speed traveling spaceman.
Right.
All right.
Right. But I think the sea would have a little more entertainment value to it.
Yeah. If for no other reasons, then they got crabs and shit.
And you could watch weird stuff that fish do.
Yeah, and there's a lot more people in the sea than in space.
Yeah,
and so if you want to hang out with people, you can do that.
And you could find buried treasure and shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot more to do in the water.
Yeah.
Than I think there is to do in space.
There's fish.
And everybody's fighting for space, you know what I mean? Like, you'd have to fucking deal with some bullshit out there, I think.
Yeah.
Like, people trying to, like...
Lasers and shit.
Lasers and whatnot.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you something about lasers. They don't go through water very well.
No, they don't.
That's fucking science, man. They go through space.
But even though I'm saying that, mm-hmm. it'd be more entertaining to live underwater.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would still make that doesn't change my opinion on Aquaman.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I still think
Aquaman's a dumb fucking superhero.
Yeah.
Aquaman happened when like people over at the Good Detective Comics company. We're being like, hey, we just need a new fucking franchise. Give me something. Give me anything. And folks were like, shit, Fireman? Now we already have him for the Fantastic Four.
And then they had like Plastic Man.
Yeah, Plastic Man. That's not going to work.
And then when they did Aquaman, they had him come out in this fucking weird ass orange fucking costume with these green tights.
Yeah. Well, I mean, back then that looked pretty cool, I think.
I don't know. They ruined it from the beginning. He never got a chance. I mean, he was pretty fucked from the beginning.
Yeah. It kind of makes you wonder how he got enough traction.
Right.
That he's one of the main, like, DC guys.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, Flash makes more sense than him.
Flash makes no sense at all, physically speaking. I mean, none of these comic book people make any sense physically speaking. Yeah. But the Flash, like, if the Flash, say, sneezes while he's running,
right,
he'll fucking end up in outer space.
Right.
And you can't run through that fast without running through a whole lot of pollen and then sneezing and ending up in outer space. So the fact that the Flash didn't die from exploding in space on his very first sprint means it's unreasonable.
That's what makes him unreasonable.
Also, can you imagine the chafage between his thighs?
That would suck.
Yeah.
You know, I think on that note, I think it's time to end the episode.
All right.
We talked about it. You know, we got...
We
covered a lot of nothing.
We got range.
Yeah.
This episode.
Yeah.
Whole lot of nothing.
Yeah. But it's thoughtful.
Thoughtful. And thought-provoking.
Thought-provoking. Yes. Yes. Anyway, if you listen to the show all the way through, as always, thank you. If you like the show, wherever you listen at, leave us a review, man.
Yeah, please.
You know, give us a star, give us a thumbs up, do whatever you got to do. Say you were offended by our Siamese twins.
Yeah, they're not called Siamese twins anymore.
What are they called now?
Conjoined twins.
Because is Siamese twins not okay?
I just know that's not the proper term. I think,
well, fuck, I guess I'm going to get canceled.
Well, I don't think it's offensive like some of the unpreferred terms. Maybe it is. I don't know.
It is to somebody. Oh. Somebody's going to get mad at something we said on this episode. Maybe people are going to get mad about the third leg.
There is somebody to get outraged by something we say every episode. Yes, but there is. We do our best to minimize the number of people.
Here's the thing. I've never gotten one negative comment. I've never gotten one negative email. We've always gotten like positive. It's because of our humor. Because we don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yes. And that's why
we have a fine balance.
And that's why our vast following gives us so much leeway.
Yeah, they do. Anyway, like and subscribe. You know, you could go to our website if you want to get the episodes like delivered right to your email.
Mm-hmm.
You could just sign your name up on our website and episodes will be dropped into your email box there.
Yeah.
ShaneandIShow.com.
Yep.
Anyway, until next time.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.